Heto na ang talakayang magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Nandito naman po tayo ngayon sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan. Ako po si Trixie. Alright, so today, I am not joined by G or Joy. Wow, joined by G or Joy. Yeah, they left me all alone. So binabati ko po sila. Joy, G, nasan man kayo? Sa Malabon man or dyan na sa tabi-tabi. We miss you and we hope to hear from you again soon. And then for today, I am joined naman by two new friends. Actually, I think they've guested plenty of times in the show already. Pero ngayon, sasamahan po nila ako kasi ako ay lonely, lonely child. Okay, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Noel. I'm an IT consultant at the UPS ITF.
Oh.
And so we do IT consulting sa mga government agencies.
Oh.
And yeah.
Halo-halong consulting. We'll get back to dive deeper into what exactly you consult on.
Yeah.
Kuya Noel. Kuya Noel, Sir Noel, Mang Noel.
Joke lang. Noel na lang.
Noel na lang. Noel. And then
magandang hapon. Ayun. Ako po si Gabo, Gabriel Fojas Villorente. I own an IT consulting company.
Whoa!
Self-employed. Yes, and I do a lot of consulting, especially sa mobile enterprise applications.
Ayun. Okay, so you can find him on Facebook.
Yes. Just everyone, follow me. Wala akong page.
Yeah, he has one page. His personal page.
Yeah, so Gabriel Fojas Villorente.
Yes. Again, self-promotion. And he's also streaming our show live.
Yeah, we're live on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you won't hear the actual program, but you'll hear our voices.
Oh nga.
Yan, medyo pati, English siya, international kasi.
Pati yung
ko.
Ano, pati yung mga off the air comments namin baka marinig nyo.
Yes.
So we have to be careful because we are we have an audience.
Or while you're online and you're watching this live feed, you can also tune in to DZUP 1602.
Mm-mm. So you can listen online at dzup.org if I remember correctly. Tama, diba? And you can also go to their Facebook pages at facebook.com/DZUP1602AM and follow them on Twitter, DZUP1602. That's DZUP1602. Kami din naman, pwede nyo kaming i-follow on Twitter, twitter.com/italakayan and Facebook, facebook.com/italakayan. Yung mga friends ni Gabo at Noel, kung gusto nyo po mag-text in, call in, just to say hi.
Message lang po kayo sa Facebook Live.
Pwede kayo mag-message sa Facebook
Babasahin
Live.
Babasahin namin mamaya.
Babasahin ni Gabo. Or you can even text us at 0927-220-8332. Or you can call us at 503-8288. Diba? Parang rare na kasi yun calling into the radio station.
Or you can hashtag or tag us in our Twitter account.
Yes, twitter.com/italakayan. Or kung fina-follow niyo po si Gabo or si Noel, just tag them in your posts pag gusto niyo magtanong. Okay, so this just a bit of follow-up before the actual show. No? Kasi last week, G and I talked about video gaming becoming recognized as a mental health disorder. Nagbi-video games ba kayo, mga bros?
Yes, we play video games.
I design games, but I don't play them.
Oh! How do you test, Kuya Gabo?
I test it, but I don't, okay, I don't play as...
For pleasure?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or even pangkain oras.
Ah, talaga? But so, how did you start?
In my previous startup company, it's called Graphicos.
Mm-hmm.
So, me... Gabo Graphicos. The P is Paul Abeto. He's now at the statistics and industrial engineering department.
Uh-huh.
And Kiko Sirinya, yun yung cost.
Oh, si Sir Francis!
Yeah. So we do game development before.
Okay.
So nasa level designer ako.
Wow. Ano yung level designer? So yung mga, of course, levels.
So we have this game concept, gameplay, and then I design succeeding levels. Mm. Pahirap ng pahirap. Mm. Minsan pag-giveaway, ganon.
Oh, ang saya. Okay. Eh, what about you, Noel? Noel, Sir Noel, Kuya Noel. Yeah. Anong gusto mong, anong games ang nag-hook sa'yo ngayon?
Well, I play a lot of games. Mobile, usually.
Okay.
Most recently, Pokemon Go.
Up to now.
Ay, buhay pa yun, ha?
Buhay pa siya.
Marami pa naglalaro
natin.
Kaya lang kasi, ang nagiging issue ko sa Pokemon Go talaga since the beginning of time is one, wala kang way to trade.
Wala pa. Hindi pa nila na-implement yun.
Incoming ba yan? Meron bang in the ano ba yan?
Niantic has not commented on trading
okay.
So far.
That's what I like. And also, yun nga, ang naging ano ko rin sa kanya, hinunakit. Pero I still play, I just caught a few yesterday. I still play is yung ano, yung hacks. We were talking about this.
Yeah,
I think,
It made
the game less fun to play kasi parang laging may overpowered. Lagi, na hindi ka makalaban. Pero, kakaano lang nito, kakalabas lang ng ano na to, na Pokemon. Baka ganun nakataas agad yung, wala. So,
well, but the company who's making Pokemon Go will be, Niantic. They will be doing a Harry Potter game.
Oh my God! Yeah. Ganun no, din, parang ganun din.
AR din.
Tapos may location ano rin.
Yeah.
Ang saya. And then you can use your phone. Yeah, tapos yung motion detection niya, yung Wingardium Leviosa. Yes.
Probably.
Pwede mo gamitin yung phone mo to cast spells. And then do the swishy motion. Uy, ang saya. I'm excited for that. And obviously, meron tayong addiction sa games. Hindi naman. Kasi ang sabi nila, you're only addicted to games if it hinders you from functioning correctly in other aspects of your life.
But you can function pa naman.
Oo, like so hindi ka nakaligo.
Only on your spare time.
Exactly. Like hindi ka nakaligo, hindi ka nakakain,
yeah.
You're not able to spend time with your loved ones, yung mga ganon, and hindi ka nakapagtrabaho. Yeah, and that's when it's called an addiction already when it also affects your health.
Eh, yung mga tagapakinig natin, anong mga games na mga pinagkakaabalahan nyo sa buhay?
Yeah. Ako, so,
may kilala ko isa, grabe ha. Pinapost pa sa Facebook.
Ano? Tago
natin sa pangalang Ruel Madriaga. For more points. Hi, Ruel. Mobile Legends, Ruel.
Oh my gosh, grabe. Hindi, and then also the gamers who use consoles. Ako kasi, yeah, consoles. I post on Facebook because PS4 has that option na you can... Yung game namin, yung
but
Final
there,
Fantasy.
If you post on Facebook, it's an added point.
Is it? Meron ba? Ah, for mobile. Yeah. Ako sinishare ko lang for my friends who also play the same game.
PS4, Nintendo Switch, nagana din yun eh. You can post.
Oo nga. Meron na silang social media function. Yeah.
Since nabanggit.
Ay, pero mamaya, we'll talk about that more later. Okay. We have that on our topic today. And also, just another topic from last week. Ayun nga, we talked a little bit about Bitcoin. Na medyo ano. Nagka-Bitcoin ba kayo ever?
No.
Gabo?
No. Well, Bitcoin per se, medyo unstable. But any cryptocurrency or using an application of blockchain, okay.
Oh? Mm. What do you mean? Okay.
Let's say, sabihin na lang natin yung platform ng Bitcoin itself.
Mm-hmm.
Siya mismo, no? Scary.
Bakit?
So I don't invest or I don't
recommend
because
that.
Because of
the
fluctuations.
So,
okay.
Hindi siya regulated, di ba?
Yeah, but the concept of cryptocurrencies.
The concept is good.
Blockchain.
No, we agreed on
it's
that.
It's nice. Mm.
Yeah.
But Bitcoin as a brand, no.
Ah, talaga? So yung mga Ethereum is better.
Ethereum, yeah. Mag-ganun pa na lang. Coins.ph.
Really? Yung pinag-usapan namin kasi I think I won something from coins.ph back in 2013 and it was a file with Bitcoin. And I lost it. I just deleted it when I was cleaning my desktop. So,
oh, too bad.
Bye! Wait, tanong ko lang before we go on a break. Since we nung pinag-usapan namin to last week. So you're talking about Bitcoin and Ethereum. They don't have the same value.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, so Bitcoin lang yung nag-spike.
Yeah, because yung currency, ang currency mo is Bitcoin,
okay.
For example. Parang dollars and pesos. So
okay.
Right now, nagpa-fluctuate yung dollar.
Okay.
So dun ka sa mas stable ang economy. Kunyari, kung if you're looking at financially and economically, yun.
So mas stable ang Ethereum?
Kung makikita mo yung ano niya. Yung graph niya.
Okay. Would you know the value of Ethereum right
now? I don't know.
We don't know. We can research while we're on the break. Pero yeah, akala ko it's generally the same for all cryptocurrency. No. Hindi
kasi nag-steer sila ng excitement from their owners.
Mm.
So some would probably buy more, some would sell more.
Mm-hmm.
So the demand for others is different, di ba?
Okay.
So, Bitcoin actually maraming malaking demand sa kanya. So tumaas talaga yung yung value niya.
Pero parang hype others. Lang siya.
Yeah, in a way.
Kasi noong 2016 end of, the value was around, or start of 2017, $900. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly. Nagsara ng 15,000. Yes.
By the end of the year.
By the end of the year. Diba? So, yung mga talaga nakapag-invest doon, medyo, ano talaga, ang tawag dito, effortless.
Uh-huh.
Effortless earning ang nangyari sa kanya. Kaya nga, ang daming naghahagilap ng Bitcoin. Like, yun nga, na-save lang nila, napanulan nila in 2009, nakuha lang sila for free, mga ganon, pinromo. And then, they're trying to find their old hard drives now. And see if it was
trying
saved.
To recover.
Trying to recover. Mm-hmm. Ano. So, yes. Yun. So, we'll be talking about more topics for today. Natutuwa ako, nakasama ko si Noel at si Gabo for this show. We'll go on our first break. Ang oras po ngayon ay 17 minutes. Makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon, ang DZP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisa ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. You know this, guys?
Yep.
Sa DZP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa
Overthink on. Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PS.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya lang ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naisip.
Susundutan
lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
The UP Industrial Engineering Club will continue promoting efficiency and effectiveness through the 2nd Ergonomics Convention, ErgoCon 2018, Redefining Design, to be held at the National Institute of Physics, UP Diliman, on January 27 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Through interactive workshops hosted by renowned ergonomic specialists, it will educate over 400 students and professionals from all over the country with the hope of cultivating the desire for effective nation building. For more information, visit Ergonomics Convention PH ErgoCon at Facebook. This is brought to you by the UP Industrial Engineering Club in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin.
Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko.
Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan.
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang
inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako si Jixi.
At ako si Gabo.
Ako si Noel.
Alright, so we're back. And again, we're also live on Facebook via Kuya Gabo's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah, meron tayong delay. I can hear myself in that. Nag-e-echo tayo to the void. Okay. Anyway, so we asked before the end of the quarter kanina. Ano na ba ang value ng Ethereum as compared to Bitcoin?
Bitcoin.
So Bitcoin now fell to 12,000 US dollars from a high of ba to? Let's do 30 days. Yeah, kasi talaga drastic yung ano pag 30 days, right? Mm. So, a high of 18,343 US dollars per Bitcoin. Kailan
to? January 6.
January 6. 2 weeks ago. Ngayon siya ay 12,000 US dollars. Ang nakat po ay 6,000 US dollars.
Mm-hmm. Within the span of 13 days.
13 yeah. days lang ba? 13 days lang, grabe. But the Ethereum one, okay. is 1,092 US dollars to a coin.
I-30 day mo din yan.
Sige, 30 day natin. 30 days. So, ang val... Uy, tumaas! Yeah, ang trend niya ay pataas. Mm-hmm. Kasi nung December 21 last year, it was only $800.
But go to January 6.
January 6 natin. January...
There.
Okay, it was 1,052 nung January 6. At ngayon, it is...
13 days
1,093.
After. So,
it's a $40 difference, di ba? Yeah. So, sabi nga ni Kuya Go, medyo stable yung pag-akyat niya and it's not so parang hindi radical change. So, medyo mas mapagkakatiwalaan mo yung
smooth,
trend.
Oo, yung smooth at linear Ethereum. Yung ganyan.
Ang tanong ko, how long does it take for this to be actual cash?
Oh, good question. Know? Actually, they're building applications involving cryptocurrencies.
Mm.
And later on, they're trying to eradicate cash, actually.
That's their point. That's their hope, right?
If you've watched the movie a Digital Money or Digital Economy, yeah, it's something like that.
Share mo sa amin yung content.
The content is, actually, may pinanggalingan pa to sa stocks. Kumbaga, your money is now virtual.
Okay.
But it's represented somewhere digitally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's up to you if you want to convert it back to money or continue using it virtually, you're rich there.
Okay. Kasi, inisip ko, for example, Ethereum to Bitcoin. Dahil digital currency siya, walang masyadong gatekeepers. Meron bang laws? For example, I'm a trade one Bitcoin to Ethereum.
Applications will probably request a proper regulation but not exactly the centralized one.
Uh-oh.
For example, you can involve cryptocurrencies already in Facebook apps.
Pero wala pang mga banks na nag-aaral sa kanya, di ba?
Kasi di ba, yun nga eh. So, for example, pupunta ako ng where would I go? Let's say Korea. The value of my Bitcoin or Ethereum here is the same as in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any need for me to convert from Bitcoin to Ethereum? Wala. No.
Wala. But if you go to Korea and then you probably want to tour, the people there are accepting cash.
Mm.
So might as well get the cash from Korea na nagpapalit.
Ng Ethereum. Yeah. And probably they do, no?
Yes.
Kasi alam natin ng Korea, medyo ano sila sa...
Guys, kung nakikinig kayo, dear OFWs, they are thinking big on blockchain applications for OFWs, and we call it this time we call it pera padala, but actually to avoid the big chunk of cuts ng ginagawa ng mga pera padala ngayon,
exactly.
You use blockchains.
Yes.
I just heard or I read somewhere that it takes 60 days kung gusto mo siya maging cash.
Mga ganung
dalawang
tagal.
Buwan na hihintayin mo. So, hindi siya madaling iliquify.
But if it's hundreds of thousands.
If you can wait that long,
yeah.
Why not, right? Mm. Yun. So, meron tayong mga pabati din. Sabi po ni, sino itong mga to? Mga friends mo to lahat. Hello from Macau!
Hello, Tito. Tito Barry. Kuya Barry.
Okay, and also, pabati on air.
Hi, GT. Gracielo Timothy Reyes, our lawyer from the Philippine Stock Exchange Center.
Okay, so Mr. Carl Pardales is watching us right now. Hello po.
Hi, Carl.
Can you read Match this? Me.
Hello, this is from Hungary. Hello, Papa Georgie.
Oh, hello. And then, ito pa. Macau also. Ay, siya pala yun. Yeah. And who's this?
Hi, GG Makaraeg from DAP, also from One Philippines.
Sabi niya, I love you.
I love you too. Pagaling ka, may sakit ka, di ba?
Okay, and then this person, si MJ Afable, hello Swati. Po.
Yeah, all the way from Europe yan.
Oh my gosh, hello. And also, Kuya Ruel.
Hi, Ruel. Na-name drop ka na namin kanina. Addiction mo sa games, Mobile Legends.
Miss ka na namin. We miss your presence. I miss rubbing his head. I mean, you know what I mean. Kasi kalbo siya, di ba? But ito such a nice experience.
I'm sorry, Pride. Pride and Mr. Clean.
Mr. Pride. Mr.
Clean. Mr. Clean yung kalbo.
Oh my gosh.
So, keep on posting.
Yes,
Rinaldi
keep on
Basile.
Watching. So kung may questions kayo, oy, yeah. Gabo, they might take you to your advice, ha? Is there a disclaimer? You're telling people
no,
na...
No, ako, personally, to be honest, personally, I won't invest on Bitcoin. But I will invest on the blockchains.
Can you tell me what the difference? I mean, not Bitcoin. Okay, I get it. You're not gonna invest on Bitcoin, the brand.
Yes.
You're gonna invest
currency.
On other
blockchains.
Yeah. Like
cryptocurrency. Aaralin nyo yan. Aaralin nyo mabuti. Mm-mm. Lalo na, let's say, market capitalization, asaan papunta yung community, ano yung, paano mo nakikita yung pera mong nawawala, kahit virtually nare-represent siya.
Oh, no.
So, before you invest, yan, aaralin nyo muna.
Aaralin nyo muna. Mm-mm. Parang stocks din po yan.
Tsaka ang advice namin kasi is, but, alam mo, hindi ito para sa mga risk takers. Eh. But for safety talaga, you invest the money you're willing to lose.
Yes. And then, kasi we're talking about currency. If we can see that Bitcoin, eto, may nakita na ba kayong applications ng Bitcoin? Kung halimbawa makikita mo in 24 hours that you will be dealing with applications of Bitcoin for your productive pagiging productive or in life, for example, bibili ka ng bagay. Magbenta ka ng bagay o kaya
and then you magbabayad use cryptocurrency.
Ka ng, magbabayad ka ng bills. Mm. Meron na kaya yung ganong currency specifically?
Wala pa, diba?
Kaya.
Or alam ko lang yung
doon ka sa mga ibang stabler. Hindi ko sinasabing unstable, ha? Pero sa mga currencies na alam mong gagamitin ng iyong mga kakaugnayin.
Mm-mm.
Ganon. Okay. So, you're just building a community technically.
Yes. Well, so marami akong friends na nabigo, marami akong friends na nag-succeed.
They got out on time.
Yun yun eh. Yeah. They got out on time and then they blew all of it because they thought na this is, hindi naman said they thought it was ill-gotten, pero they thought na hindi nila pinaghirapan. So they blew their earnings. But it was good. They shared with their family, ganyan. So that's good of them. Anyway, yeah. Thank you for the super
recap
additional discussion
topic
on Bitcoin. If G is listening, I'm sure he's going to be learning something from this discussion. We also have another friend watching us, Miss Tama ba?
Mr.
Mariel Lamayo. Mr. Mariel or Miss Mariel?
Yeah, sa Saudi.
Oh, hello. It's your friend. Oh my gosh. Noel's friend, Mariel Lamayo is watching. And also, hello. Magandang hapon, sabi ni Angela Castro. Wow. Ang ating friends ngayon, gabo ah.
Mm-hmm.
Such a super popular boy. And then, very quickly lang, we have a quick discussion lang. Yung advice namin for people who are working with Apple phones, iPhones, right? Kasi nagkaroon ng issue sa batteries nila. Not really an issue with the battery, but if I understand it correctly, okay, ang nangyari is, and people can correct me, text in 0927-220-8332. Yung software updates that are being pushed to the phones right now ay medyo mas mabigat. I mean, mas maraming kinakaing resources.
Yes. Performance-wise, it eats a lot of compute resources and energy resources.
Ayun.
Oh, yes. Compute resources equals more consumption of energy.
Mm-mm. So, ang nangyayari is yung baterya ng phone natin, particularly obvious siguro siya sa iPhone 6 pababa, or 6 Plus kasi I think kaya pa, mas mabilis ma-drain. So, ang nangyayari po, ang naging issue dito is Apple kind of pushed something to the older iPhones that slowed down their performance so that the battery would not be used up as quickly. Yeah. The problem with them doing that is that they didn't tell anybody. So people just thought na, ay, ang bagal na ng iPhone ko, bilhin na siguro ako ng bago. Ganyan. So, pwede siyang i-misconstrue na it was a marketing tactic for people to think that their phones are slow to buy new phones. Yeah. So, yun yung naging issue. Parang they didn't disclose agad and they didn't give people the option to choose. Ano bang gusto mong i-prioritize? Performance or battery?
Although, I think na nakasulat naman sa bawat update ko ano yung ina-update, di ba?
Yeah, but sino ba nagbabasa?
Hindi lang natin binabasa. Next time you update your phone, read all the details.
I think ang nangyari kasi is they probably planned tell people about it. And I think hindi naman sila naghintay na matagal. Ang problema is naunahan sila. May naunang nakadiscover nung ginawa nila. Yeah. So, yun yung naging issue. Kasi naunahan sila mag-release. So, but anyway, they are redeeming themselves. Or at least, they're trying to redeem themselves by offering a super low-priced battery replacement. Okay? Oh, wow. So, for people using iPhone 6 or people whose phones qualify for this, you can get the
before phone. That, Apple issued a statement. Mm. Nag-apologize sila.
Oh, naman, yeah. Syempre.
Na ganun nga yung nangyari. And to make up for the yung nga, yung mga consumers
yes,
na
stress.
Nagalit.
Yeah, nagalit. Yeah, yung ano nila is, they they issued a replacement battery which is supposed to be around $50. Tama ba?
It's gonna be in the Philippines 1,500 pesos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So naging $29 na
lang. Which is really cheap for a battery replacement.
Nung Nokia, sa amin, libre.
$80 yata. Tapos naging...
Binaba
ng $29.
Oh, that's... Yun nga, that's
nung,
good.
Yung sa Samsung ba, replacement din siya or you have to buy the battery?
Which one? The exploding thing before? Yeah,
yeah. Recall yun.
Recall. They had to replace. Everything.
With another phone. Not even with that same phone. Eh. Yeah.
So kasi even time, in planes, di ba? It's the first time that happened to Apple.
Ay, pero hindi siya battery issue. Kasi it's a performance issue. That they tried to remedy themselves. Mm. Ang maganda dito is, from what I'm hearing, is that once you do avail of that battery replacement, ang performance po ng phones natin would be as good as new or even better.
Wow.
Better ng kung binili mo siya at the first time. So, parang bago na yung phone mo for 1,500 pesos.
May bago kang 5S.
So,
that's what they're claiming.
Go to, I think it's only Power Mac who's
For now,
sila lang nag-o-offer ng ganun.
Here in the Philippines, kausapin but you can sila. Also go to any Apple store.
Oh, yun. Mas mabilis yata if it's an Apple store.
Yeah.
Yun. So, kailan Apple stores are in Singapore, Hong Kong? Wala pa tayo eh.
So, there's more reasons to go abroad.
So, just talk to them, call them, whatever, set up an appointment, ask them how long it's gonna take, and have a replacement phone prepared just in case isang linggo siya to replace. Yun lang advice namin. Okay, one more break. Nag-overtime tayo ng 3 minutes. Break po muna tayo. Ang oras po ay 27 minuto bago mag-alas 6 ng gabi.
33 minuto.
27 minuto bago.
Ah, bago.
Mag-alas 6.
Wow.
Yung you're on my math skills.
Filipino.
Oo, di ba? Ang DZP 1602 kasapi ng KBPO, kapasahan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, sa DZP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa rin may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Italakayan! kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang
inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako si Trixie.
Ako si Noel.
Ako si Gabo.
Yan. So, punta tayo sa topic na gusto pang pag-usapan kanina pa.
Oo nga.
I'm so excited about this. Okay. I mean, I think ako lang yung, hindi man ako lang. Kaya lang, marami kasing hindi masyadong impressed. I'm super impressed na tinapanood ko nga yung video nung the first time it came. Medyo naluha ako ng konti.
I think I saw this in one of my friends actually shared their video.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually, ikaw magabanggit.
Sige, it is the Nintendo Labo. Or Labo. Hindi ko alam kung parang siya
pronounce. Labo.
Labo talaga?
Japanese. Nintendo
Rabo.
Labo.
Rabo.
Yeah. Ito na kasi nagiging trend ngayon, di ba? Yung augmented reality.
Mm, yeah.
Like Pokemon Go. Ayan. So, for Nintendo, gumawa sila ng sarili nila.
Oh,
which is yung, ito nga, yung Nintendo Labo.
Oh, pero ang funky nito, kasi this is the first of its kind that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So what is it exactly? So you get a box, no? Nintendo Labo comes in a box. What's in the box? The box has 25 sheets of thick, brown, branded cardboard, and isang bala for the Nintendo Switch. Okay? Mm. Pero it's simply isang box ng cardboard sheets.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
and then you get to, may audience participation. You get
matindi.
To assemble, be creative.
Mm-hmm. Matinding audience participation ang kailangan kasi you have to follow Lego-like instructions on the screen kasi may bala, di ba?
More like origami.
Isaksak mo yung bala dun sa switch mo. And then, yun nga, yung parts, naka-cut out na rin yung cardboard sheets. And then you can assemble these things into contraptions of, yun nga, iba-ibang klaseng complexity. Iba-iba, we're watching the video na. Sige, watch lang.
You can go to labo.nintendo.com.
Yes, to look at, it's also on YouTube if hindi kayo makapasok doon. You can just make so many projects with this, no? Mm-hmm. So some of the things you can make just with this cardboard thing, sheets, is toy RC car, remote-controlled car. So, ang mangyayari doon, i-assemble mo yung cardboard into a car shape. So, may instructions how to do that. And then, ipapasok mo yung left and right controller. Di ba pag Switch, alam po natin yung Nintendo Switch, natatanggal.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba yung controller niya, yung blue tsaka yung red ba yun? So, you can put these things inside the RC car. There are compartments prepared for it. Parang lalagyan talaga. And then, it will control its movements using the touchscreen of your Switch talaga. And then, the rumble feature in the Joy-Con controllers will cause vibrations that move the car in the direction you choose.
Yeah.
So, all the materials you need to construct the car, dalawang car, is inside the Labo box. So, ang fun! Kasi parang may robot ka.
And you get to decorate these cardboard boxes.
Ano ba? So, yeah, we're watching the video. We're watching the video right now. So, we're watching the launch video of the Nintendo Labo. So, that's one toy. Another thing you can make with a cardboard box is a fishing rod. So we can construct a fishing rod with an active rotating reel that is attached by string to a cradle holding the Nintendo Switch console. Catch one of the many exotic fish shown swimming on the Nintendo Switch screen by casting your fishing rod and unwinding the reel
again,
to lower the hook.
Again, AR na to, no? Actually, may virtual space na rin siyang involved.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, so,
tapos ang nangyari to, once you feel a vibration from the kasi di ba isipin mo nakasaksak yung Joy-Con dun sa cardboard reel. So pag nag-shake yun, malaramdaman mo yung shake nung nung
parang may nahuli kang isda.
Parang live action fishing ng Final Fantasy 15. But anyway, yun, so pwede mo i-yank upward, so madedetect nung controllers yung ganung movement. And then parang turn the reel to complete the catch. Ang pinaka-interested ako dito yung sa piano.
Oh, okay.
Nakita mo ba how it works?
Yeah, it has rubber bands.
Hindi ko naintindihan how the piano works eh. Parang how does it make the music?
I think it's tapping via the screen or no, via the controller.
Ang nangyari dito, ang explanation nila is you assemble the piano, cardboard piano, guys, and then you put the Switch and the controllers on their assigned slots.
And then they press particular buttons.
You press the keys of the piano. I think each key yata, if naintindihan ko ng tama, meron siyang, parang strip of reflective material.
Oh, and it's being detected.
Yung ilaw from that is being detected
by the console.
By the console. So you press a key, iba-iba yung tone. Sound niya.
Nice, nice.
Yung diba, doon ako talaga medyo naluhawan ako. Oh my gosh. These are genius freaks. Hindi ko ma-describe. Pero grabe, ang galing. Ang galing lang. Ang dami pang pwedeng gawin. So, may motorbike, may bahay na parang Polly Pocket na pwede. Ang fun lang nila. So, the most complex one, and this is not automatically included, this is a higher version
the
box.
Robotic Gundam suit.
See, cardboard mech suit transforms your entire body into a Transformer-style robot in the game, translating your punches and kicks into building leveling virtual smashes. Now, this works with cords na parang nade-detect, but may
yung punch mo?
Yung punch mo, nade-detect nung I don't know kung paano yung tension or
jump,
something.
Kung gaano kalakas. Oh, oh. Pero meron din, ano, diba?
Meron din parang screen.
Yeah, may screen siya. So you can see yung virtual na.
Exactly. And then may tension. Yeah. Yun eh. Parang nakasuit because of the string. Nakasama dun sa box. It's a box
container. Nakatakot lang baka bumagsak yung, ano, nandun yung console.
Nabagay box naman siya. Yeah. So okay lang. Enclosed in a box.
Yeah. Baka naman tinesa nila yan. So sabi nga nila, if sobrang rowdy nung bata, baka hindi siya mag-last long. The boxes at least, I think the console will be fine. Pero
or maulanan.
Oo, maulanan.
Moist. Yeah.
Sabi dito, the toy cons, they call it toy cons, these things, are surprisingly sturdy. But of course, pag hinampas-ampas yan ng mga kabataan natin, hindi naman maano yan, kagat-kagat. So maybe not for teething children or toddlers. They do, however, dispense the need to ever spend money on plastic accessories. So I was thinking din kasi, you can stick the cardboard toy cons back together, mapunit, ano gagawin mo? Bili kang bago? No.
Actually, I think you can reprint it. But the problem is yung pag-cut.
Yeah.
But inisip ko yan. So either you can tape it together kung mapunit, just use tape, or even before masira siya, lagyan mo na duct tape everything. Mm-hmm. Para niya talaga
actually part of my ginagawang sideline, I teach kids and then remember the Google cardboard?
What's Google cardboard? Let's search. Google cardboard.
When you buy that cardboard built VR glasses.
Okay, yeah.
So when my students use it, actually naluma din siya. So I hope hindi ganun kadali.
Yeah, kasi ang problema, humidity.
I guess in the Philippines.
Yeah,
no?
So
I think you can get them on a replacement or yun nga. Isip ko kasi what are the ways to preserve this if you want to preserve it? One is yun, cover the whole thing with extra strength duct tape or whatnot
probably
before you finish the construction. Two, make copies. Trace mo lang. Trace with pentel pen or whatnot.
Definitely.
And make a copy with a new cardboard piece.
Balikbayan box.
Balikbayan box. Ang sa akin kasi, this is kind of more environment friendly than toys that kids outgrow.
Plastic.
And iwan na lang nila. Diba? Yeah. Ito, ang masaya dito is
green.
It's green, it's cardboard. Yeah. People can have ideas not just from Nintendo, but creative people can have other ideas.
It's for kids
or
of all ages.
Or integrate your next Nintendo game with virtual reality.
Diba? And then you can just send instructions on how to make those cardboard
accessories.
Di ba, ang saya.
So, hi nga pala doon sa mga bago namin tagapakinig.
Hello!
Si Bam Chua.
Hi,
si Aryan Gozon.
Hi, Ate Aryan!
And then, hi daw, Sir Gabo, sabi ni Irvy.
Hi, Irvy!
Si Irvy, hi.
Irvy Mirano.
Yes. Yeah, ang dami nila ngayon. And so, yun, baka interested people with kids, Ate Aryan, your kids may be interested in
Bigna
this.
Bigna mo muna ng Nintendo Switch. Next na yung Nintendo Labo.
You can listen to us sa DZUP.org
or at on the radio AM.
Yeah, para marinig yung effects. May mga effects kami dito.
Pero yun nga, natutuwa ako dito kasi why? we've wanted, sabi ni Nintendo, wait lang ah, nawala yata ako. Ayun, sabi ni Nintendo kasi their goal, Satoru Shibata, is to put smiles on the faces of everyone Nintendo touches. Wow. Nintendo Labo invites anyone with a creative mind and a playful heart to make, play, and discover in new ways with the Nintendo Switch. Yun, tapos, nakakatawa rin yung...
It's another dimension.
Yeah. It addresses, ito dito ako tumatawa, the limitation of existing augmented reality, na medyo, yun nga, you're still holding a phone. You're not really there. Mm-hmm. You're not really experiencing it with your body. And then, ito pa yung isa, it invites players to engage intellectually and creatively with the technology, yung buo-buo. Mm-hmm. Yung very fact na bubuuhin mo siya. I love that aspect of it. And the careful process of building these things to make a more makes a more mindful toy than most digital entertainment. Yun. It also would, kahit pa paano, limit screen time.
Yeah.
Kasi you're making the thing eh. And you're just, kuwari for the RC car, ang titignan mo yung kotse eh. No, maandar. Hindi yung nasa ano, nasa, pang controller mo lang yun, di ba?
And there's also fun in the process of building the car itself.
And then, I think it adds up to the experience because it's tangible.
Yes.
Hindi exactly. na siya nasa screen lang.
Oh, hindi lang virtual. Meron ka pang actual na ano.
Yes.
Dun ako na-excite. So, yun nga. I mean, may mga nag-ano na, ano yan, it's not really for adults. Para namang pambatang pa. Oh, pambata talaga siya! But it's so nice.
Yeah, if lumaki ka ng panahon ng Game Boy, eto na po ngayon.
No, kung lumaki ka ng panahon ng naglaro ka ng box. It's na yun. Oh my gosh, it's me. Pero yung mga laro-laro na... Mga laruan talaga yung mga kapitbahay mo, takbuhan kayo, ganyan. So, talang, sobrang funky lang niya para sa akin. It will be available for release. It will be released on the 27th of April in Europe,
20
April in the US. Kailan kaya tayo? Ay, we'll see.
So, more reasons to go to Europe.
Bibisita ka ba doon anytime? So, pabili kami, please.
We'll see.
Ayun! Yeah. Alright, so let's go on our final break. Anong oras na, guys?
Ngayon ay 47 minuto makalipas ang
alas 5 ng hapon. Technically 13 minutes bago mag alas 6 ng gabi.
Yes, math ang DZP 602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapitan ng mga broadcaster ng PBS. Ready na tayo?
Ito na.
Alright, sa DZP 1602
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Pagyamanin ang kaalaman tungkol sa iyong kalusugan at maging handa laban sa anumang karamdaman dahil ang kalusugan mo'y mahalaga. Your Health Matters. Tuwing Martes, alas 4 hanggang alas 5 ng hapon, Health Matters. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tweet, share, like, post, blog, chat. Maraming pwedeng gawin sa social media. I browse through Twitter so I can get fast information.
Ako naman, I blog para ma-express ang sarili ko. Ayon sa United Nations, isang basic human right ang internet access. Ngunit, katumbas nito ang responsibilidad ng tamang paggamit sa social media. Laging isaisip, makapangyarihan ang isang click.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
OMG! LOL! BRB!
Huwag hanggang social media lang ang pagiging social mo. Kung social ka online, pwede ding maging social sa totoong buhay.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan.
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang
kundi kaalamang inilalapit Sa bayan.
Sa bayan.
Yes! Alright. Nag-practice sila. So, kaya, ako po si Trixie.
Ako si Noel.
At ako si Gabo.
Alright. So, yun nga. We'll just close the show with a few predictions for 2018 regarding, yun nga, kayo na pala yung pag-uusapan off the air on Facebook Live, yung mga smartphone trends that will be coming in for this year. So, of course, unang-una is yung goodbye bezels. Bezels? Is
bezels.
That tama ba yung pronunciation ko? Hello, 18x9. 16x9, pagpili ko na. But anyway, yun nga.
18x9.
So most...
screen resolution po yung pinag-uusapan natin.
Exactly. Kasi ngayon nga, naging trend na with a Samsung, S8, and of course, iPhone X. I keep calling it iPhone X, not iPhone 10 because it says X. Never said 10. So na bahala. But anyway, that's just me. Ano to? Because of yung mga pinauso nila ngayon na talagang full screen yung mga phone, except sa X meron siyang ganun. Meron pa siyang konting space. Okay, meron pa konting space yung X. So, people are now going to try and make it more affordable, no? So, the year it's expected to have more mid-range phones that are full screen, ranging from $100 to $300. So that's around 5,000 to 15,000 pesos. Makaka full screen ka na this year. Yon.
So that's dito sa Pilipinas, mahal na.
Hindi, kaya yan. Ilazado.
Tax.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh no! Meron bang ganun? May electronics tax? No. Sa train, meron ba?
Anong tawag dito?
Na-include ba yung mga devices?
Yung pag pumasok yung product from outside, tapos papasok in commercial quantity dito.
Oo.
Yeah. So, isa okay lang. Pero yung pag nagpadala ka.
But dito mo bibilhin kasi in bulk. Like, bibilhin lang from
dito,
a store.
Pag dito bibilhin, walang problem. Pero yung problem, yung iniisip ko yung ipapataw na buwis kapag binili nila sa labas, papunta rito sa loob.
Oh, yun nga.
So, compared to other countries, probably mas mahal dito sa Pilipinas.
Talaga. Oh my gosh. Kasi yung S8, it's not so different in Hong Kong or Singapore. It's still the same. Yun nga, parang dati ganun. Pero ngayon, parang naghahabulan na sila eh. Parang the Philippines is catching up with pricing.
Well, sana.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
1.5 si ano. That's the hope. And then, of course, mas ito relevant sa'yo ngayon at sa ating dalawa, actually, kasi pati yung phone ko affected. More power for more devices. Yun. So, sana lalaki na yung power capacity ng mga devices natin. And then also, in-display biometrics. So, because of all these full-screen phones coming out, how you're still using your fingerprint detection?
Yeah, fingerprint detection pa rin yung...
Ikaw rin?
Yes.
Okay, so, sa S8, may fingerprint scanner sa likod.
Oo.
Meron siyang eye scanner, retina scanner sa harap, and then may facial. Pero it's not as many dots kasi as the X.
Yeah.
So, the iPhone 10. So people can still rely on... Yun nga. If ever hindi gumana, pwede pa yung finger. And for some reason, Sai, my husband, has voice activated.
Voice activated. Yeah. Oh, and
voice unlock.
Windows phones.
May voice unlock din sila.
May voice unlock.
Kasi ako hindi ko ma-unlock.
You say hello and then it recognizes.
Oh nga, yun lang. Just his voice, not mine. It's very unfair. Boses lang niya yung pwede mag-unlock.
Key pitch signatures.
Nakakainis.
Sa boses. Yan.
Nalungkot ako doon. Very finger ko naman. But anyway, I'll try to install my voice also. Pero baka isa lang ang pwede. I'll research that later on.
Yes.
And then, dun nga, we're talking about in-display biometrics. The screen itself can act as a fingerprint sensor.
Because of the pressure sensors.
Maybe. So, possibly mangyari yun in-display fingerprint scanners. And of course, we're gonna be seeing more wireless charging.
Yeah, wireless charging.
Ano yung hadlang daw kasi sa wireless charging is the metal and the aluminum. But because of, di ba si ano, glass na yung likod. iPhone 8 glass. iPhone X glass din yung likod. So, more people are getting into more glass.
More glasses.
So, glass will be able...
Silicon-based.
Mas madali siyang makapag-transfer ng energy. However, it's done by these wireless pads.
Kasi sa watch, di ba? Sa Apple Watch, yeah. Wireless na yung charging.
Since when? Since it began?
Since it began.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, wireless charging though.
How?
The glass... here.
Ah, so then. Sorry, yeah. Okay. We're showing it sa aming Facebook Live feed.
There.
Oh my gosh. Simula pa sa simula.
Yep.
Even the first iPhone, Apple Watch. The first one.
Yep.
Wireless na.
Wireless na.
So, okay. Anyway, and then, Also, HTC, sana raw, all, tumaas na siya. Actually, dalawa lang daw pa yung mangyari dyan. Kasi, nagkaroon ng Google investment ngayon sa HTC.
Oh, nice.
So, either sobrang mag-improve ang HTC.
Dream phone ko yan eh.
Oh. Okay, so, may investment si Google. So, it's possible that they will...
At an Android
pero
HTC.
Pero meron siya yung anong, Google, di ba? Yung Pixel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So, you think it's possible that they also will kill HTC?
Yeah,
I don't know. With HTC and Windows, I think they had the partnership before.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Also with Windows and Nokia. I don't know what happens now.
Okay. We'll find out as the year progresses. Mm.
So let's see. Let's see. Wait and see.
BlackBerry was killed.
Oh no! Malamal ko yung phone ko na yun, grabe. Nasaktan ako.
BBM pin pa kayo dyan.
Never nagkaroon ng, alam ko ah, never nagkaroon ng Instagram for BlackBerry. I think that's what killed it. Mm. But anyway, Android users, guys, you are?
Yeah, yeah. At some point, because yeah. I have to develop apps for Android as well.
Is Popsicle true? Popsicle?
Is this the modular Google phone?
No, it's the new ano?
New OS.
New OS.
Well, Oreo is out, is it right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. P-pop. Actually, alphabetical po yan.
Uh-oh.
So, LMN, you have Lollipop, okay, Nougat, then we have Oreo right now. Marshmallow. Nougat. Oreo, and up next is Popsicle.
Is it Popsicle? Yes. Okay, ang sabi nila Popsicle daw instead of pancake or pumpkin pie.
I think it has to be a brand. It has to be a sweet brand.
But it's marshmallow lollipop.
Is Popsicle a brand?
I don't think so.
No, dapat brand.
Dapat ba brand?
Dapat brand siya.
So bakit yung lollipop hindi man brand?
Ah, sa bagay. Nougat.
Marshmallow hindi rin brand. Nougat hindi rin brand.
Tingnan natin.
Oreo, KitKat.
Oh. Oreo and KitKat are brands. So, tingnan mo, may cycle rin ng brand.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, let's see. Wait and see na naman.
Oh, baka may makausap sila na merong IPA.
Wala pang released ang...
Wala pa naman. Wala pa yatang legit.
Yeah. Oh, let's guess. Popsicle, is it?
So, bet. Place your bets, joke. Alright.
Kung letter P.
Oo, P ka raw eh.
Pumpkin pie.
And then another prediction.
Para
Gabo,
mas maganda yung pumpkin spice.
Sabi ni Gabo, pumpkin spice latte. Sabi ni Gabo, during our break, but during the live, ang target niya is to get an iPhone X by mid-year.
iPhone 10. iPhone X. No. It's
iPhone
10.
X it's in 10. Mid-year. I stand by this because it's X on the screen. Yeah. I know it's 10, but I like calling it X anyway.
Okay.
But ang goal mo na lang, Gabo, sana, is to get the iPhone X Plus.
Oh, my.
Diba? So, baka lobas na siya. Okay, kasing size or bigger than your phone. And then, sabi nila, it could be a 5. There could be 2 phones, actually.
The phablet.
Oo. So, this is, the regular one might be 5.8, yung meron ngayon, and then the 6.1, and a 6.5.
Bigger than what they have. Oh, my.
So, pwede mo na rin yun ipang VR kung gusto mo.
So, doon naman sa mga hindi makaka-afford ng iPhone 10. So, hopefully, Apple will release yung mga cheaper versions.
Like SE. Parang,
yeah. Mm-hmm. iPhone SE.
Oo, yung mga ganun. Kasi SE was released when? 2016? Mga ganun, 2016, right? Mm. So, baka oras na ngayon maglabas ng bagong mid-range phone.
For the masses. Yeah.
For the masses. For me! For us!
For me.
Hindi talaga nag-me, no? I'm so sorry.
Grabe siya! Anyway, and then also, successors for the Galaxy S8. Of course, there's S9, S9 Plus.
Yeah.
And then yun nga, baka mangyari na yung 3D sensors.
Oh, LG is offering this. Nice.
What's LG offering?
Arrival of foldable smartphones.
Ayon.
I miss that. Ang ganda ng effect nung meron kang ginagano. No?
Flip screen dati.
Flip phone dati. But the difference now, so
it's
the
smartphone.
Smartphone siya. And ang basa ko dito is when you open the screen,
it's QWERTY.
It's not QWERTY. It's not QWERTY. It's full screen. This long.
God.
The entire thing is a screen. Yeah, diba? Pagbukas mo.
So when you put your hands together from wrist to wrist and then you open it. Crosswise, that's the phone.
Oh my God. And it's screen, the entire thing. So, alam niyo yung sa Samsung, yung mga curved TV. Samsung
lang. Wow. Parang ganun Ultra
siguro
HD
yung
curved
effect
TV.
Na curved TV, curved phone. If ever, hindi siya flat.
Tapos igagano mo na lang sa eyes.
Oo, oh, di ba?
May Google Glasses ka na.
Kasi meron ng ganun mga curved glass screens, yun, OLED screens. Yun ang predictions natin ngayon for the coming year. Okay, it's 6 o'clock, but kung meron tayo mga last, si Jigs Aquino, hi.
Hi
and also,
Jigs.
Hi to Maris. Kawatak. Si Martha. Hi, guys. Kamusta? Kamusta din. Yay. Thank you for watching. And meron ba tayo? Angela Castro. Yes, yes. We greeted everybody watching. Thank you so much for joining us today. In the future, maybe we'll have Sir Gabo. And thank you again, Sir Gabo, Sir Noel, for joining me today. Mm-hmm. And maybe next week, pwede rin kayo ulit. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Ang oras po ay 6:00 na. Isa naman po tayong oras ng Talakayan at Balitaan o Taliban. Dito po sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bayan. Good night! Bye! Bye.